You're listening to The Plumbing Sales Coach, where we give companies the strategies and skills to create a massive customer following. Fresh. Thank you for making us part of Spotify's top 10% most shared and followed podcast. And now, your host, Chris.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of The Fresh Approach. I'm your host, CF, the Plumbing Sales Coach, and today we're going to discuss a little skill set that's needed by all plumbers. Every single service plumber has to have this skill set. Now, you hear us talk a lot about relationships. You hear us talk a lot about building options. You hear a lot of us putting these options together for a customer and giving them a reason and all the different things that we talk about related to service and everything that goes into giving the customer a great experience. This skill set right here, though, is going to be the one that really separates you as a service plumber. This is probably the skill set that a lot of owners are looking for in a plumber. This is a skill set that a lot of plumbers who've been in service plumbing have, and they typically have this skill set based off of their own experiences in the home and what they've come across and seen and had to deal with. And this is a very important thing. This skill set is called diagnosing, and we're going to talk about it today. Some of the key things that have to happen, the frameworks that have to happen in order for you to truly be good at this thing called diagnosing. Look, a lot of us, well, we've seen it. We've just seen it in the home where technicians go in. Maybe it's you. Maybe it was you. Maybe it still is you. And you broke fix. You go in. You see what's wrong. The simple, easy answer. The fill valve's running. The flapper isn't closing. The cartridge is broke. Maybe the customer even told you what was wrong. And that is not diagnosing. That is simply observing and replacing. In fact, it's funny is the comparison I would bring it to is in sales. If you work at a fast food restaurant and you work at the drive-thru window and you take the orders with the headset on and you're the one delivering the final price with tax and you're collecting that money and you're handing that food out, a lot of people might accidentally think that's sales, but that's just order taking. That's not sales. You could be a waiter or a waitress. You might be serving. You might be able to give someone a great experience. The better the experience you give, the more comfortable they'll be, the more likely they'll be willing to choose more expensive items, leave a bigger tip, and do different things. But that's still not sales. That's just taking orders. And some waiters, some servers do act in a way that promotes things or sells things. Suggestive selling is what they'll call it, where they might say, hey, can I start you out with a drink? Maybe lemonade or soda or something like that. That's suggestive selling. It's suggesting something to you that then generates a little bit more of a higher ticket value. That's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about today is a skill set that allows you to go into a home and absolutely figure out not only what's broke, but why it's broke. And there's some other things that go along with that, and we're going to talk about that a little bit today. Before we get too into it, I just want to say, what up, everyone? Hope you're having a great week. I think we're coming off Thanksgiving. We just finished up Thanksgiving last week is when that was, and I think a lot of you, hopefully, are recovering from the turkey, from the coma. Are you in the turkey coma? Did you eat turkey and watch football? What'd you do? Hopefully, you had a good time with family. Hopefully you had a good time with family. If you're like 90% of the families out there, there was a good little argument between some of the family members, I'm sure. I don't know if you were one of the members in the fight or if you just watched the fight. One of two things are happening right now. I'm either nailing it and that's accurate and a lot of you know what I'm talking about, or I just uncovered some things about my family that maybe is abnormal. But from what I understand, I think conflict's normal in family. You're not alone. You're not alone. Hopefully it was a good show. Hopefully everyone got along. Hopefully we recouped afterwards and made up and forgave and moved on. But and it could have been the turkey talking. You know, we get a little bit too much turkey in our stomachs. We get grumpy, I feel like, some people. You know, they get tired and they don't want to do anything. And then you're like, hey, can you help out with the dishes? I'm kidding. I'm not talking about my kids. All right. So what are we talking about today? We're talking about diagnosing. We're talking about this skill set. Now, look, when you go into a home and you're in this home and you're building this relationship with the customer and you're putting them at ease and you're helping them kind of get a better understanding of what's going on in the home, there's some education and information that you have to deliver to the customer. But there's also this reality. You got to figure out what's going on and why it failed. How many times have we gone into homes? Because I get a lot of plumbers that will say, oh, you just go in there and fix what's broke. You just go in there and fix the thing the customer doesn't need to be bothered with. You don't need to be selling unnecessary things. I would agree that you don't need to be selling unnecessary things, but to think for the second that's the only thing that's going to fail in that home is short-sighted. How many times have we gone into homes and seen a fill valve or seen a emergency stop that for some crazy reason started leaking externally to the product, meaning it was leaking onto things, and it causes $3,000, $4,000, $8,000, $10,000, $12,000, $15,000 worth of damage. A $300, $400, $500 plumbing repair, something very minor in the sense of that, causes $5,000, $10,000, $20,000 worth of damage. How many times have you seen it? Seen it once, seen it 1,000 times. If you haven't seen it, you don't have experience, because it's out there. It's out there. It happens a lot, and it could be avoided. The other thing I always wonder is, you know, if you can say to me, hey, look, there's nothing else in this home, or can you also put a warranty on those other things? Like, you feeling that good about it? Because I'll tell you right now, if I go into a home and I find a shutoff leaking, I can't even ever think of a time, but I'm sure there's one out of the thousands, that the other shutoffs weren't just as bad. The other shutoffs weren't dealing with some of the same things. That the water heater that's 20 years old isn't the only thing that's 20 years old. That the faucet that's failing isn't the only faucet enduring high water pressure or bad water condition or something that's abnormally causing strain on the products. There's a reality that these products were designed to operate under certain circumstances, under certain realities, meaning when they test them out in the factories, they only put them under so much pressure. It's not normal to think that a faucet's going to be holding back 120 pounds of pressure or 90 pounds of pressure, but it happens. And that's not how it was designed. It wasn't designed for that. It was designed for anything under 70. It was really designed for about 55 PSI, 50, 60, somewhere in there. That's pretty common, pretty average. But when you get these high water pressures, it causes problems. When you get this bad water condition, I remember going into a home in Amarillo, Texas, running a call out there with a plumbing company. And I walked in, and the home was only 2 or 3 years old. It was a fairly new home. The tankless had a small leak on the inside. The filter going to the tankless was leaking. The water filter, the filter there designed to help remove the sediment, was so full of sediment that it was leaking. That's not normal. Here in Indianapolis, where I learned all about the glorious world of plumbing, high water condition, 26, 28, 35 grains of hardness. Get off onto the wells and you got really high iron counts. I mean, you we're talking about things that will destroy a plumbing system. And then start adding that to the age of the plumbing. We still got cast iron in the ground. We still got Orangeburg in the ground occasionally. You still got clay tile. You still got out west. You got the cement tile. You got all these different ways that the old, you know, the next great thing, CPVC, the next great thing, some product, and time goes on, and then the products improve, and age becomes a factor. Water condition is another factor. These three things that we call the vitals inside of our coaching and teaching, when we teach techs how to plumb and how to diagnose and how to really run the call the right way, we talk about these three vitals: water condition, water pressure, and the age of the plumbing. They're the three leading causes for things to fail, in a home when it comes to plumbing. And what we find is that these problems aren't isolated, meaning you don't just have high water pressure on the toilet. You don't just have bad water condition in the water heater. You don't just have old shutoffs. Typically, if the shutoffs are old, a lot of the plumbing's old. If the water pressure's high on one part of the plumbing, it's high on all the plumbing. If it's the water condition, it's the same thing. It affects the entirety of the system. You start mixing in these vitals where you've got high water pressure on an old toilet, or high water pressure on three old toilets. We're there because one of the toilets finally failed and gave way, and now the fill valve runs, or it leaks at the supply line, or something to that effect. We've got to go consider those other toilets. We've got to go look at those other toilets. And that's a big piece of this thing. So when we talk about the key elements to being able to diagnose, one of them is simply considering the vitals, the ability to not only understand what's failing, but why it's failing. What's causing that thing to fail? What's doing this? And then how do we apply that to the rest of the home? You know, it's such a problem. We teach it so much that when I do shop visits, we talk about creating the perfect options for customers to buy and merchandising and bundling them together so that when you give the person, hey, look, when I go on your call, they're more comfortable with me walking through the home with them. We're not going to go do a whole house checklist where we check every single thing because some things may not need to be checked. But if I'm on a call and it makes sense back to the vitals or it makes sense back to the initial concern of the customer and why we might want to go look at it and talk about it, we're going to. And as we find these bigger problems, we create these bigger solutions, and those solutions need to be formed into viable solutions, something that would make sense for the customer to maybe fix, you know, a smaller investment by fixing the problem for just today and coming back later and dealing with the rest of it, or maybe taking the little bit bigger option, the second option that deals with the problem for today and for tomorrow. Or maybe they go ahead and jump into the third option where we take care of the problem for forever. You know, say tomorrow forever. We trademark the words repair, replace, upgrade because it's a great way of looking at how you frame out these options. But you gotta have solutions. And in order to have solutions, you gotta have problems. You gotta understand those problems. You gotta know why this stuff is failing. And then you gotta apply it to the rest of the things in the home because now you can start to bundle and package things together. The reality is it's cheaper for a plumbing company to put three toilets in one home than it is to try to put three toilets in three homes. Marketing expense, driving efficiency, lost time. The technician's got to run the call for a half hour to an hour to sell the toilet and then to be able to go get the toilet and then be able to install the toilet in one home takes a lot longer doing it three different times throughout the day than to just talk to one customer about all their toilets and put three toilets in one home. So therefore, you could probably pass on a little bit of a savings on the third toilet. See how that works? We're not discounting down the main thing they called us out there for. We're just leveraging that to then show them more value and give them a better return on investment. That's what we teach inside of our program. It's been such a thing, though, such a skill that's hard to grasp just off the cuff. We finally developed a software that does it for you. Literally, you push a couple buttons while you're in the home, and it starts to highlight the other things. And as you pass and fail those items, boom, it builds your options for you. It's really cool because it gives you the ability to not only give your customer the three vitals and all that, but to give them a reason on building consumer confidence, a reason to go look at the other things. That's what people need. They think you're going to go look at the other toilet because you want to sell them another toilet, but the reality is you just need to go verify the other toilet. And if you have a reason to give the customer, they're way more apt. That's what we found over the years in the homes. They're way more apt to go do those things. And so we built this software. Just a quick side note. If you guys want free access to that software, you want to check out that software when it launches coming up next year, you can. We're creating a waiting list. In fact, we're going to offer that waiting list tech training at some free tech training, some free access to that software when it comes out. We're going to basically just make this, we want to help everybody. So we want everybody to get a taste of it. We want everybody to get some free training to be able to help your teams out. We're also going to offer you the ability to get this thing locked in at a pretty cheap price for life with never raising the price. But more importantly, we want to let you try it out for free. We want to let you be able to get some tech training, to be able to get some impact. If that's all you get out of it, great. We'll raise your ticket average by a couple $100 guaranteed. On every single call, just by going through the free stuff. That's how confident we are. Just go to software.theplumbingsalescoach.com. Software.theplumbingsalescoach.com. Put your email address in, get on the waiting list, and we'll send you the information for the free trainings and all that cool stuff. That's what we've always done here. We've tried to make it easy. We're not looking to sell you a bunch of stuff. We just want to help you. And that's why we put out all this content on. We're doing it right now on this podcast, talking about diagnosing. If you go back to the last couple podcasts, we talk about different things. If you go back further than that, we talk about how to build relationships, how to do it, because we want to help everybody a little bit, some make an impact on the industry that way. For those that want more help, more impact, you want us to put a software in your hands. You want us to put like dialed in trainings or worksheets and actually like a class. Well, yeah, I mean, we're going to charge something, but even with that, we let you try it out for free. Don't be so afraid to do that in your business. You know, a lot of you guys have a diagnostics fee to come out or a service call out fee or some sort of fee to come to the home because you want to protect yourself for when the customer says no. And stop doing that. Instead, I mean, you can do that. I'm okay with that. But at the same time, why not just get better at converting so that you don't need that? You're not making no money when you charge them $129 to come out, $79 to come out, $49 to come out. They're just spending money and getting nothing and just builds and puts a bad taste in their mouth. Instead, get better at giving them a better experience. Get better at diagnosing. Get better at building relationships. Give your team, equip your team so that they can go out and do better. Or if you're one of those people on the team, get yourself better so that you don't even have to charge that fee. You're more focused on charging for options 1, 2, and 3. More importantly, if you get really good at this, they'll be picking options 2 and 3. And you'll be spending half your day to a full day in the home doing work, never charging the diagnostic fee. Okay, so look, number one, you gotta really focus on these vitals. It's so important. These vitals are crucial. This is how you know why the product's failing. Sure, we know what. That's easy. It's the fill valve. It's the cartridge. It's the whatever. But why? And then what are we applying that to? Are we applying that to other things? Because here's the other piece of the equation. You gotta know why it's failing, and then you gotta be able to give your customer a reason. That's the second thing. You gotta be able to give your customer a reason to go look at other items. You have to be able to give your customer a reason on why you would suggest going from a repair to a replacement. You have to give your customer a reason. There's so many times where you bring stuff up and the customers are like, why? And you're like, well, because I'm already here and I can do it cheaper. Well, that might be true, but that's not a reason. A reason would be because, well, when I do one toilet, I got to bleed your system down. And if I do the second toilet on a different day, I got to come back out and bleed your system down. If I do the third toilet on a third day and I come back out, I got to bleed your system down. If I do them all at once, I have to bleed your system down once. Plus, I get in a rhythm and I can go to the supply shop once. All of that's going to save time, which is going to save you money. That is a reason. That makes sense to a consumer. Now they go, oh, you're not just trying to sell me. You're not just giving me a better deal, quote unquote, for today only. It's some gimmick. It's an actual reality. And now they have to deal with that mentally. Like, do I want to miss out on saving money on only bleeding the system down once versus three times? It's a real reason. Reasons give consumers confidence, called consumer confidence. The higher the consumer confidence, the more not only that they'll convert, the more likely they'll convert, but at a higher level. Like, the more confident I am that you can help me in my home, I have a relationship with you, you've diagnosed correctly, you've done a deeper dive on the diagnosing, you can explain to me the reasons on why my plumbing's failing and how that might be affecting other things. The higher my consumer confidence goes up, the more professional you look, the better all this stuff is, the more likely I can trust not only that my solution is $8,000 and that's what I need, but that you can do it. Huh, that's twofold right there. Sometimes they say no, not because they don't believe you, but they just don't think you're good enough to do the work. I've gotten feedback from customers where I've heard things like this. Well, the other guy was just more thorough, or the reason why we didn't go with that guy was because I go to shops all the time and I follow up with customers and I call people back. I just did a call the other day where they diverted from the process. We have our calculator and we go through all these different trainings and we help to, because we understand the conversion method. We understand the power of getting people comfortable with us. And they diverted from that a little bit and raised their price a little bit on the guy. And he gave him 4 stars on Google. And so it's like, well, why'd you give, you know, what was, can, you know, so I said, let's call him. So I called him up and I said, hey, what's going on? You know, how you doing? Hopefully just want to follow up with you. It looks like we did some work for you. He's like, yeah, everything was good. And I said, okay, great. Just wanted to make sure. Did you have any questions about anything? Nope, everything's wonderful. And I said, okay, well, the reason that I only brought that up and is because I noticed you gave us 4 stars. And, you know, our goal is always to give 5-star service. And so we just want to know what we could have done better. And he says, well, it's subjective, right? You know, 4 stars, 5 stars, just up to the individual. And I said, yeah, I totally understand where you're coming from. And I would agree with you 100%. Now, Google, on the other hand, they look at it a little bit different and they start penalizing us at 4 stars, 3 stars, 2 stars, 1 stars. So they drop the grade a little bit. And he says, oh, that I didn't know they did that. And he said, yeah. He said, well, if I'm being honest with you, then the reason why I gave you 4 stars is because the price was just a little bit higher than I thought. I said, okay. Now, they gave him 3 options. They did a great job diagnosing. He still did the work. He still gave him 4 stars. It wasn't like he was displeased completely. But that was just the reason why he didn't give 5 stars. Man, now had that tech stayed within the teaching methods that we had, we're only about $30, $40 off from where the guy wanted to be. That the calculator actually spit that price up. But more importantly, when we nail that, we can now get the person to consider options 2 and 3. The reasons why your customers won't consider the bigger options is because they're stuck on option 1. Maybe there's too much stuff in option 1, or maybe the price of option 1. Or there's something going on with that's getting them locked up mentally. But that's what you got to figure out. You got to have that discussion and have that relationship to be able to figure that out with your customer. You do that through building relationship. You do that by establishing yourself as an expert. The number one way to establish yourself as an expert is to diagnose thoroughly. to be able to tell your customers why things are failing, to help them understand how that's affecting other things. We teach to ask a lot of questions, a lot of questions. In fact, we that's really all we want you doing in the home is asking questions. And what's crazy about those questions is if you want to become an expert at asking questions in the sense of, in the context of diagnosing, well, then I'll tell you right now, the best thing you can do for yourself is to get good at asking predictive questions where you predict their current and past circumstances. When you start saying things like, I'm looking at a fill valve or I'm looking at a faucet and it's corroded and I can see all the buildup in the back of the toilet or all over the faucet or the aerator or something to that effect, and I say something like, oh, do you get cloudy dishes or do you get a streak down the fridge? That's a predictive current circumstance. I'm predicting their current circumstances. If I list a few things off, odds are high, if I'm seeing all this other evidence, that they're going to say, yeah, actually I do. Or I have to use these special tablets in my dishwasher to keep that from happening. They're going to have some experience with that because that's how that works. You already know that. I might even say in the past you may have had to replace a shower head or pick the sediment out of the grommet, the rubber grommets. And they say, actually, yeah, we have to do that in my current shower. I have to soak the head in vinegar, whatever. They're going to say, and they're going to say, you get me. You understand what's going on here. You do know what you're talking about. You must have experience in this. Positioned as an expert. When you're positioned as an expert, you can do those other things. You can have those difficult conversations when you're presenting options. You can have those difficult questions. What were you expecting? What were you hoping for? And they'll be more open with you because they trust you. This is powerful. You get good at diagnosing, you build trust. You get good at gaining trust, you create a platform for yourself and for the customer to figure out what's going on in a way that's comfortable, in an environment that's comfortable where they don't feel pressured, they don't feel cornered, they don't feel like they're standing on the side of the road trying to make a decision. And you can absolutely make a positive impact. And they will then come back to you for every other thing. In fact, you'll find these people asking you if you know anyone that does lawn care, if you know anyone that does HVAC, if you know anyone that does roofs, because they trust you and they feel like you probably know people that are like you. And so if they can get access to those people, man, they'll have a plethora of people they can call when they have a problem they can trust. They're going to, in fact, it's almost a danger zone if you refer the wrong person at that point because you're positioning that person as if they're trustworthy as well. Be careful with who you recommend. Be careful how you wield that power of trust. Be careful how you use that platform that you've now positioned yourself as an expert on. But man, is it great for your customer. Man, is it great for you. It makes your life less stressful and it makes your ability to move through freely and figure out what's going on with the plumbing and be able to communicate to that customer so much easier. Make sure you get good at this. Make sure you guys dabble and get into that free trial, the free stuff with the software. We're not going to collect any information from you. We're just going to give you access when it's available. And ahead of that, we'll give you free training for you and for your team so you guys can get better in the home. I cannot wait to share this with you. I cannot wait for you guys to get it. Go to software.theplumbingsalescoach.com and get access right now or email us at info@theplumbingsalescoach.com and we'll get you on the waiting list. Either way, however you want to do it. And last but not least, you can simply go to our website on your phone. And at the bottom, it'll have a phone number pop up. You can call and text. You'll get someone live and we will get you access to whatever you need because we love you. And as always, remember, serve your community in everything, not just plumbing. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Plumbing Sales Coach Podcast. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram and check us out on the web at theplumbingsalescoach.com.